Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and, through the internet, deliver it to you. Today's message is part one of a six-part series entitled Joyride, and the specific message is entitled Hit the Road, based off of Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. So let us dive into the Word today. Then the 11 disciples left for Galilee, going to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some of them doubted. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. I remember my time as a website developer working for a company out of Sussex, the town of Sussex, or the borough of Sussex, I believe, in Sussex County. For a small little company on Main Street in Sussex, they had quite a few major clients. One such client was Caldwell Banker. I was a student at Sussex County Community College, and I worked on a website design, on what website design and management for them. In other words, I would design the websites and maintain and manage the websites for them. That was my thing. I loved coding HTML. I loved the artistic graphic design end of it. I loved my work. And truly, I loved the people I worked for and the people I worked with. At one point, though, I remember my boss, John, coming up to me one Tuesday, placing his hand on my shoulder and saying, "I need you to teach a workshop on Thursday on Microsoft Excel to such and such company's employees." And my head did such a double take that I may have had whiplash afterwards. "You want me, moi, to teach a class on Excel? I barely use that program. I can't do that." As if expecting my reaction, he plopped a book down and said, "This will help," and then he walked away. I looked at the book, and it was a manual on how to use Excel, hundreds of pages long. And he wanted me to teach this on Thursday, like a couple days later. I was afraid, for sure. But I did ultimately go, and I taught it. And to my surprise, people spoke highly of it. We have all experienced a time when we were sent on a mission that had value, but we weren't sure how to begin, or if we were even equipped enough to pull it off. Maybe it was a work or school project or a church mission or leadership position. Jesus' great commission sent off the disciples on what was only to be their second mission without Jesus. I want you to think about that. The first one was when he sent them out two by two, but they still, in the end, returned back to him. They could report back, they could get advice, he could cheer them up and encourage them, he could let them know what they didn't do that they should have, you know, that they had him to lean back on. This time around, however, how would they make it without him there at all? They had been his followers, but now they were being sent on their own as leaders and preachers, and miracle workers. In Acts, we can see the hesitation and fear that Peter had in this new mission of theirs. In fact, in Acts 3, one can imagine Peter's uncertainty as the man who couldn't walk begged him for money. But in spite of that, Peter stepped out in faith and said, "I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, get up and walk." And the man got up and walked, and became a follower instantly of Jesus. All of us can relate to being fearful of setting out on something, especially if we feel we are alone in it, like I did when I had to teach Excel. I mean, I went home that evening with a manual, hundreds of pages long, that I had to sit down and read and try to somehow collect any form of knowledge I could from it, put it down in some sort of curriculum and go and teach it. I mean, I didn't think I could do it. I didn't think it was possible. Each of us need the feeling of someone experienced to lean on. And honestly, most of us would rather they just do it because they're the ones knowing what they're doing. I mean, I thought to myself, and John, my former boss, he knows this. I thought to myself, why couldn't John go teach it? Why couldn't one of the other people who know what they're doing go teach it? Why me? Why me? It would just be better if they went and taught it. But looking back on it, maybe John saw something in me. Maybe he knew I could do it. And so he invited me, in fact, not even invited me, commanded me to go teach his class. There was no choice in the matter. It was, you're going to go teach it. And thank God I did, because I learned something about myself that day. I learned that I, in fact, can teach. I do know what I'm doing. I knew more of Excel than I realized I knew. I was able to teach that class, and people were able to learn from me, and they were happy with what I taught. Who knew? God's word talks to us today about how God sends us out. First, we need to acknowledge our fear and doubt. As people of faith and as a community of faith, we are being sent on a mission that can cause fear and anxiety. It just can, and it does. As was mentioned in the last series, trying new things leaves us feeling uncertain and can be frightening. And we don't want to do it because we're uncomfortable with it. Second, God is sending us with the instruction and with authority. Jesus says, all authority on heaven and on earth have been given to me. So go. Go. God tells us to go. To get up and leave where we are. To stop what we are currently doing, to get up and get moving, to go out of our comfort zones and into the world for the sake of making disciples, which means we need to meet people, engage with them, get to know them, share our faith with them through the context of relationship, and invite them to join us in our mission and ministry. Go, Jesus said. Go, God says. Also, We're not to discriminate against where we go or to whom we go to. Jesus instructed us to go to all nations, all people, period. The third thing is that Jesus promised to be with us always, even to the end of the age. When I pray with people who are going through rough times or who are suffering from anxiety or who are ill and are looking for healing, I remind them of this. That's a part of my prayer. Lord, you have promised to never leave us nor forsake us. You promised you would never abandon us. You promised to be with us even to the end of the age. And we stand firm in that promise. Jesus promised to be with us always. In other words, Jesus recognizes that he is sending us on a risky but important journey. Jesus is sending us on a risky but important journey. And he is asking us to trust that he is Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. Do you believe that? Do you trust that? So what does this mean for your life and the life of your community? What does this mean for your life and the life of the congregation you attend? As disciples, this is a commission for us as individuals. How do we see ourselves on the mountain from which Jesus is speaking to each of us? Ask yourself, what is the mission that God is sending me on? Is it teaching Sunday school? Helping with youth group? Is it helping at your church's clothing ministry, or serving on the hospitality team, or serving at your church's local food pantry or local soup kitchen? Ask yourselves, what is my part in this mission? Follow the examples of the disciples and of those in your community who are stepping out in faith and serving faithfully. How will we as a congregation live out this commission together? That's what you and your congregation should be asking. How will we as a congregation live out this commission faithfully together? Let us hit the road and take a joyride together, where we serve Jesus, others, and then yourselves. In that order. We serve Jesus, others, and then yourselves. In that order. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we just thank you and praise you for this opportunity to be serving and to be in ministry with you. Lord, you have given us a great commission to go out into all the world and to make disciples of all people. And Lord, we take it seriously. Thank you for challenging us and reminding us that we need to be faithful to that cause, to be faithful to that mission, that purpose that you have given each and every one of us, that you have created each and every one of us for. And so, Lord, make us your servants once again. Help us to be faithful to your purpose and your mission, and bless us so that we may be a blessing to others. We pray these things in your holy name, the name above all names, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in to this message. Forgive my voice. I am currently recovering from a really nasty sinus infection, and so my voice is not all there. But I really do thank you for tuning in. Again, this is part one of a 6-part series entitled Joyride. Joy is an acronym for Jesus, Others, Yourself. And we're going on a ride to find out how Christ is calling us to go into the world and serve him and bring the gospel to others. And so... I want to thank you again for tuning in. I'd also like to point you to the episode notes where you can click on the Life-Giving Water swag and support us by purchasing neat swag. And you can also go to the Party on John cast where myself and Sal Sermarco, a chaplain right down the road from me, we co-host that show together and discuss some pretty awesome things. Right now we have a discussion on the gun violence in our country and the Christian response to it. Really, really pertinent and important discussion, so I hope you go check that out. In the meantime, friends, I want to remind you that you have been richly blessed. So be a blessing to others. Amen. Go in peace.